From Big Red. Now, last week we were discussing Big Red, who is a 1964 Land Rover that has been restored by photojournalist from Broccoli, Laura Plattman. Now, it's taken Laura, she reckons, about 500 hours to strip down this Land Rover, sand it, paint it, and rebuild it to her beloved four-wheeler. But what do other people think about a woman doing such a task? Laura and I went for a drive to chat about that, amongst other things. Tell me about your windscreen wipers.
Ah, they're individual. You do them separately. And they work best by hand, such as putting your hand through the steering wheel and then moving them to the right and then to the left when you fancy doing such a thing. If you want to put the motor on, you've got to turn the heater off.
So you cannot have the heater and the windscreen wipers on at the same time?
At your peril.
At your peril. And is that because of your dodgy electrics, or is that just the way Land Rovers are?
I think my electrics are fine, thank you very much. No, I think it's just for, I think Land Rovers are quite unique. And I don't think any one Land Rover is the same as another.
Have you ever had to repair it at the side of the road yet?
No. Except the other day, I had to start her in the damp, and she didn't want to. She doesn't like having wet hair. So I needed to dry the points out, which are the things that make the spark. And she didn't really like any of that at all.
So basically, if you've got an appointment that you need to get to and you need to be prompt, go in a different car just in case she doesn't start.
Or just think about it an hour before. What's really good about her is, in first gear, you don't have to actually have your foot on the accelerator because her engine will run itself. So that's why she's so good in the snow. It will just trundle over things. But the thing about this is you have to go outside and lock the wheel hubs so that they all work in tandem. All the differentials of the wheels work in tandem. And now she's been running for a bit, there's a lot of different sounds. There's some squeaky noises and some other noises. And you just have to get used to all the different sounds that she makes and just enjoy them.
And what is that? There's a sort of rubbery squeaky noise, isn't there? What's that one, do you know?
Well, the good thing is you end up touching the whole car to find out. It's the heater.
It was the heater. We've only gone a mile and I'm exhausted.
Try doing 2 hours.
How long have you been in it? How many miles have you done our journey?
I did a 2 hour journey, so I stopped after an hour and had a cup of tea. Were you sort of shaking? Were you sort of... Yes. But smiling. So the 2 hour journey was on a main road in the rain, in rush hour, in the dark. And all I was doing was being concerned about what was behind me. And happiness is when there's nothing behind you.
I see. There's nothing there. You don't have to worry about hurrying up. You can just take your time.
Yeah. And that's what she likes. She just likes to go from one place to another in her own time.
There's many squeaks and noises, but when you hear a noise that's wrong, that's rattling right underneath you, that's crunching and scraping, you think that's not meant to be. I told this chap called Jochen Mass, who is an ex-Formula One racing driver, and told him all about the noise, and he said, don't worry, when it stops rattling, then you have a problem. Have you found and met lots of other Land Rover enthusiasts over the last 1 year and 9 months? I've met a whole family of people. And surprisingly, a little bit strangely, I seem to be the only woman who has restored her car.
Many women own these cars, but have always said, oh, we got it sent off to such and such. We bought it in like this. We've had that done. Where I have done it myself, everyone I've spoken to are blokes. And I really think that this is not a bloke's thing. This is something to do, whatever sex you are, because it's really rewarding. Are people surprised? Are other blokes surprised when you tell them you've restored it? Blokes aren't surprised, it's the women. Women are surprised. They will say, how did you do that? How did you know how to do that? And I just say to them, take it apart and put it together again. The thing that I've really enjoyed restoring this car is that it ticked a box for me that I've now made something that is so unique and it's got its character all of its own.
Mm. Are you going to do another one?
Yes. When? Well, I need to get over this one first. She's staying with me for life. But I'm always on the lookout for other projects. And I've seen a few, but now I know what not to look for. I mean, I bought Big Red in the dark, in the rain, and I fell in love. I think I need to see one in the daytime next.
That was Lara Plattman from Blockley. Restoring the big red 1964 Land Rover. Incidentally, it's not red coloured anymore. It was, it's sort of, what does she call it? Mid-grey. It's mid-grey. But somebody had painted it red in the 80s. So when she sanded it down, she realised, oh, it's not red after all, but she still named it. And it's still got the name Big Red. If you want to see a photograph, have a look on our Twitter feed at BBC Gloss. Anna.